Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to Takeaway Trivia, episode number 201. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, and this is your pub quiz in a podcast. Coming away, another four rounds of pub quiz style trivia. Before we get cracking, let's take a quick look in the inbox. Iona Peterson wants to say hello to her brother Lachlan. They've just finished a gorgeous road trip around New Zealand, playing Takeaway Trivia throughout. Very chill. I'm not jealous one bit. I am very jealous. And Jason Oldfield says, enjoying the show on Spotify. My partner Natalie and I are getting very competitive against each other. Still looking for my first win. Can I get a shout out to Natalie, Carl and Kaz for next week? Hello to all of you. Right then, what's coming up on this week's podcast? We've got the final fling. We'll be playing a round of 5-4-3-2-1. There's a tricky wipeout for you. But let's start with general knowledge. Good luck. Okay then, the 201st round of general knowledge. Here we go. Question number one. In which country is the castle used for filming the UK and US series of The Traitors? Question number one. In which country is the castle used for filming the UK and US series of The Traitors? Not a massive reality TV show fan, so I kind of let The Traitors pass me by last year. Dipped into this series, it's incredible. Number two, in the medical profession, what do the initials GP stand for? So number two, in the medical profession, what do the initials GP stand for? Number three, a rugby union match lasts how many minutes? So number three, a rugby union match lasts how many minutes? Number four, how many degrees of angle in total does a triangle have? Number four, how many degrees of angle in total does a triangle have? Question number five, in a one-day international cricket match, each side can bat for a maximum of how many overs? Question number five. In a one-day international cricket match, each side can bat for a maximum of how many overs? Number six. In the cartoon series, what is the name of Bluey's little sister? So number six. In the cartoon series, what is the name of Bluey's little sister? Number seven, in Cockney rhyming slang, what is a whistle and flute? Number seven, in Cockney rhyming slang, what is a whistle and flute? Number eight, Music of the Sun was the 2005 debut album from which female singer? Question number eight, Music of the Sun was the 2005 debut album from which female singer? Number nine, what is the art of shaping hedges and bushes called? Question number nine, what is the art of shaping hedges and bushes called? And finally for this round, number 10, which country do Birkenstock sandals come from? Number 10, which country do Birkenstock sandals come from? That's your 10 questions for this week's general knowledge. I'll have the answers for you after round two. Round number two, then, is the most feared round of Takeaway Trivia. Yes, it's time for the return of Wipeout. 10 questions of general knowledge, but with a sting in the tail, because if you get just one wrong, you have to score yourself zero for this whole round and potentially lose 10 points. You can pass by leaving an answer blank or making sure it's scribbled out. Ready? Question number one. Tony Christie tried to find it, but in which US states would you find Amarillo? Number one, singer Tony Christie tried to find his way there, but in which US state would you find Amarillo? Number two, how many minutes are there in just one day? So how many minutes are there in just one day? Question number three, what sort of animal is described as ursine? Number three, what sort of animal would you describe as ursine? Number four, Cristiano Ronaldo joined Manchester United from which club? Number four, Cristiano Ronaldo joined Man United from which club? Number five, what is a pickled gherkin made from? You're either a gherkin lover or not, aren't you? One of my friends would just eat them whole, straight out of the jar. I like them sliced up in my sandwiches. But number five, what is a pickled gherkin made from? Number six, what band is Travis Barker a member of? Number six, what band is Travis Barker a member of? Number seven, what is the common name for a turf accountant? Question seven, if you were using the services of a turf accountant, who would you be doing business with? Number eight, in tug of war, each team is made up of how many members? Is it eight or nine? Question number eight, in tug of war, each team is made up of how many members? Eight or nine? And number nine, in The Lion King, what sort of animal was Timon? Number nine, in The Lion King, what sort of animal was Timon? Finally, for this round, number 10, which of Henry VIII's wives survived him? Number 10, which of Henry VIII's wives survived him? All right then, that's your 10 questions on Wipeout. Let's take a look at your general knowledge. Number one, in which country is the castle used for filming the UK and US series of The Traitors? It's Scotland. Number two, in the medical profession, what do the initials GP stand for? General practitioner. Number three, a rugby union match lasts how many minutes? 80. Number four, how many degrees of angle in total does a triangle have? 180. And number five, in a one-day international cricket match, each side can bat for a maximum of how many overs? 50. Three answers in a row, all about numbers. I should do a whole round, shouldn't I? And number six, in the cartoon series, what is the name of Bluey's little sister? It's Bingo. My children were a little bit too old to be swept up by the Bluey phenomenon, but I hear so much about it. I'm tempted to go and give it a watch, just myself. And number seven, in Cockney rhyming slang, what is a whistle and flute? It's a man's suit. Number eight, Music of the Sun was the 2005 debut album from which female singer? Rihanna. Number nine, what is the art of shaping hedges and bushes called? Topiary. And number 10, which country do Birkenstock sandals come from? Germany. Total up your scores on general knowledge. I'll have the answers for round number two after round number three. This week in round three, question number one is worth 5 points. Question two is for 4 points. Three is worth 3 points. Question four is worth 2 points. And question five is worth just 1 point. That's why I call it 5-4-3-2-1. And question number one this week, which five brothers made up the Jackson Five? Number one, which five brothers made up the Jackson Five? Sticking with pop music, number two, to date, Taylor Swift has had 4 UK number one singles as lead artist. Can you name them? Number two, as of January 2024, Taylor Swift has had 4 UK number one singles as lead artist. Can you name them? Harder than it sounds, this one. Question number three. Who were the top 3 goal scorers in the 2022-23 UK Premiership League? So question number three. Who were the top 3 goal scorers in the 2022-2023 UK Premier League in football? Number four. Which 2 sports use mallets? Number four, which 2 sports use mallets? And number five, false or true, Top Chef Gordon Ramsay absolutely refuses to use a spatula. Number five, false or true, Gordon Ramsay refuses to use a spatula. He just doesn't like them. There you go, there's your 5 questions on 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, done. Feel free to pause the podcast because there's quite a bit of information to get down in those questions. When you're ready though, here come the answers to Wipeout. Number one, Tony Christie tried to find it, but where is Amarillo? Texas. It's in the US state of Texas. Number two, how many minutes are there in one day? That's 1,440. Number three, what sort of animal is described as ursine? That's a bear. Number four, Cristiano Ronaldo joined Manchester United from which club? Sporting Lisbon. Number five, what is a pickled gherkin made from? Cucumber. Six, what band is Travis Barker a member of? Blink 182. Seven, what is the common name for a turf accountant? They are a bookmaker. Number eight, in tug of war, each team is made up of how many members? Is it 8 or 9? 8. Number 9, in The Lion King, what sort of animal was Timon? That is a meerkat. And 10, which of Henry VIII's wives survived him? Catherine Parr. Returning to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, number 1, which 5 brothers have made up the Jackson 5? That's Michael, Jermaine, Tito, Jackie, and Marlon. Number 2. To date, Taylor Swift has had 4 UK number one singles as lead artist. Can you name them? She didn't have a number one until quite a way into her career. Look What You Made Me Do was her first number one in the UK. That was followed by Antihero quite recently. Cruel Summer was her 3rd UK number one. And Is It Over Now is her 4th UK number one. Number 3. Who were the top 3 goal scorers in the 2022-2023 Premier League here in the UK? That was Erling Haaland, I believe that is, Manchester City, 36 goals scored. Harry Kane scored 30 goals for Tottenham Hotspur, ranking him 2nd in the list. And Ivan Toney for Brentford scored 20 goals. Number 4. Which 2 sports use mallets? Croquet and polo. And number 5. False or true, Gordon Ramsay refuses to use a spatula. That is false. So there we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And Wipeout answers delivered fresh to your ears. What am I talking about? Let's move on to the next round. It's time for the final fling. And so we come to the final fling. One round stands between you and glory. 15 questions of trickier trivia. Question number 1. What item of clothing would you keep in a band box? That's B-A-N-D. Number 1. What item of clothing would you keep in a band box? Number 2. The scene of a major World War I naval battle. Jutland is a peninsula in which country? Question number 2. The scene of a major World War I battle. Jutland is a peninsula in which country? Number 3. What do we call a place where leather is prepared? Number 3. What would we call a place where leather is prepared? Number 4. On which island was Napoleon born? Number 4. On which island was Napoleon born? Question 5. The USSR ceased to exist in 1991. What did USSR stand for? Number 5. The USSR ceased to exist in 1991. What did USSR stand for? Question number 6. If you suffer from cynophobia, which animal do you fear? Number 6. If you suffer from cynophobia, C-Y-N-O, and then phobia, which animal do you fear? Number 7. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck won the Best Screenplay Oscar in 1998 for which film? Number 7. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck won Best Screenplay Oscar in 1998 for which film? Number 8. In which type of fabric printing are designs applied in wax? Number 8. In which type of fabric printing are designs applied in wax? Number 9. The Little Mermaid statue is found in which European capital? Number 9. The Little Mermaid statue is found in which European capital? Isn't it like the Las Vegas sign where there's just always a queue and you have to get your camera angle really clever to try and hide everyone when you take your picture? Number 10. In 1963's Great Train Robbery, which was a very famous criminal case here in the UK, it was carried out on a train travelling to London from which city? So number 10. 1963's Great Train Robbery was carried out on a train travelling to London from which city? Number 11. Which sarcastic TV presenter and comedian is the writer of the dark technology series Black Mirror? Question number 11. Which sarcastic TV presenter and comedian is the writer of the dark technology series Black Mirror? Number 12. The name of which one-word African country contains all five vowels? Question number 12. The name of which one-word African country contains all five vowels? Number 13. What is Robbie Williams' biggest selling single, despite it only ever reaching number 4 in the UK charts? Number 13. What is Robbie Williams' biggest selling single, despite it only ever reaching number 4 in the charts? Number 14. What nickname is given to the South Africa cricket team? Number 14. What nickname is given to the South Africa cricket team? And number 15. What year was the PlayStation 2 released? Number 15. What year was the PlayStation 2 released? That's your 15 questions for the final fling. Take time to review your answers and pause the podcast because I'm about to reveal what those answers are. The answers to the final fling this week then. Number 1. What item of clothing would you keep in a bandbox? It's hats, usually ladies' hats. Number 2. The scene of a major World War I naval battle. Jutland is a peninsula in which country? Denmark. Number 3. What do we call a place where leather is prepared? A tannery. Number 4. On which island was Napoleon born? Corsica. Number 5. The USSR ceased to exist in 1991. What did USSR stand for? Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Number 6. If you suffer from cynophobia, which animal do you fear? Dogs. Number 7. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck won a Best Screenplay Oscar back in 1998. For which film? Good Will Hunting. Poor Will. I don't know what Will did to be hunted. Poor guy. Number 8. In which type of fabric printing are designs applied in wax? Batik. Number 9, the Little Mermaid statue is found in which European capital? Copenhagen. Number 10, in 1963, the Great Train Robbery was carried out on a train travelling to London from which city? That was Glasgow. Number 11, which sarcastic TV presenter and comedian is the writer of the dark technology series Black Mirror? It's Charlie Brooker. I love Charlie Brooker. I read all his books, his Screenwrite books. Loved the Screenwrite TV series. I loved Dead Set, which was the Big Brother parody that he did. But you know what? I've never seen an episode of Black Mirror. I need to fix that really quickly. Number 12. The name of which one-word African country contains all five vowels? Mozambique. Number 13. What is Robbie Williams' biggest selling single, despite it only ever reaching number 4 in the charts? Angels. Number 14. What nickname is given to the South Africa cricket team? It's the Proteus. And number 15. What year was the PlayStation 2 released? This makes me feel very old indeed. The year 2000. Though I was more of a GameCube man myself. Star Wars Rogue Leader on the GameCube. Yes, please. Right. Total up your scores. Hope you've done well this round. And I hope you've done well overall. If you're playing like a real pub quiz, make sure your winner gets a prize. And always try and have a booby prize for the loser. Thank you for playing Takeaway Trivia this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm going to leave you with one final tat fact. Did you know that it's illegal for supermarkets in France to waste food? They have to compost it or donate unsold or nearly expired goods to charity. And I think that's something that should be rolled out worldwide. What a good policy. Good stuff. Salute you, France. All right then, quiz heads. Have a great week. Have a safe week. And we'll quiz again soon. Take care. I hope you're enjoying Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts, so please subscribe, rate, and review to help this quiz grow. Also, if there's anything you would like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Threads at Bar Wars. Finally, we're also available on YouTube, youtube.com/@takeawaytrivia. Happy quizzing! The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.